foreground window. Dicadnidium fanfic notepad. Editable text. Wabbies, do you like horny Makiko? I couldn't hear you guys over the wheezing and giggling. John Romero tossed his hair back, and lowered himself to Superfly's stomach. He licked sensually down his belly button, getting several hairs stuck in his teeth. As he slipped his hand down Superfly's pants, the girth of his erection managed to even surprise John, who had it in his ass many times. Superfly whispered to John, "It's not your complexion that gives me an erection." John feverishly licked at Superfly's cock, before taking the head in between his lips. His lipstick left a smudge on the edge, making it look like a chocolate covered in cherry. Cheat yeah. Superfly purrs as John caresses his shaft. Superfly scrot. These nigga gon' come up on some washed up game designer tonight. John wrapped his hair around Superfly's Johnson and began to rub up and down, up and down. He liked black semen for conditioner. John lifted up his dress and lifted his ass up into his air. Superfly, take it like you did the first time, when I taught you out of slavery. Yes, master, Superfly responded with his massive erection quivering in the air. With one violent thrust, Superfly penetrated to the innermost depths of John's bowels. He knew John better than anyone, even Kill Creek, and this only cemented it. Now he knew every inch of John's body. I was finally gonna be John's bitch. Then bam, John jizzed on my face. Oh my god. John screamed as Superfly's shaft penetrated his sphincter. Superfly shoved his crow's nest into John's face, screaming, "Nigga, this dick is so your move, why I ended in there." As Superfly drove her deeper and deeper, John screamed, "Give it to me, you fucking black stallion. Give it to me like your prison bitch. Oh Jesus. Oh yeah, dot." Purred Mikiko, as she slid the twin barrels of the shot cycler between her legs, teasing at the jazzed edges of her legs. "Pretend like it's the prison level and I'm hero and you're the nigger prisoners, Marcus." John bellowed as Superfly unleashed his full load in the duodenum. John screamed, "Come now, my nigger slave." Suspicious tensed up and prepared to do his master's bidding. Suspicious insertion fanfic. Twist ending exclamation point at. I'm so sorry, Suspicious. Foreground window. Untitled notepad. Editable text. Nigga's gonna go spelunking. Mikiko inserted the ion blaster into her throbbing cunt and fired off three shots. She had forgotten about the richoset. Oh, and the shells exploded in her cunt, killing her. It was the best orgasm of her life. Nigga gonna engage in sexual acts that gonna put the ancient cities of Sodom and Gomorrah to shame. Mikiko laid back, letting her tensed muscles relax. Superfly, rep me fear you inside me dot. She said. Shit nigga, this nigga gonna shake you up. He ran his shock sphere deep inside her. Oh yes, shake me Superfly. The first few blasts. Super's eyes my Superfly. Mikiko was passed out on the bed, and Superfly saw his chance. He shoved his Johnson deep inside of her, and pumped. He came within seconds, and knew that Mikiko was venomized. Ride my rocket baby, I gonna take you to the moon. Knocked of all 400 points of armor in seconds, and with a burst of chincho nip long, Superfly grabbed a pile and ran them upon his member. Shit nigga, you bitch herring through yet? Feels like I got energized by some crack in an asshole. John had suffered a childhood accident leaving him with erectile dysfunction. He had a penis pump installed so that he could have sex with Mikiko. But there was a malfunction, and when he shoved it inside her, his plastic ballista exploded into her womb. You know when they do the surgery to correct that they insert this plastic pump thing. She is riding his hardwood. Let me show you my heritage Sapathri. Dog baby, you know I'm about to bust chinchong baby, I'm dropping loads in your fucking sugar whore. Yeah baby, these nigga gonna shoot up in your gut. Six motherfucking times. Shot cycling in these piece. Nigga I fit to cycle jump here. Ah Superfly, you unlike Starion. Hell yeah, this nigga be running in DA Grand National. He flipped her over and pulled her ass cheeks apart. Moving the horses aside, he plunged himself into her. Superfly can't just shoot once, he has to fire six times before he is done. Mikiko, I got a trick to show you. I call it the shockwave, but I can only do it twice. Check these nigga, eat my balls, all of you won't look up. The kickback from the horses helped this huge nigger cock achieve erection. Superfly fired up the ultimate ass hands, standing over the dead Mikiko. He had suffered in the future, when she impaled him on the dicatna. Now was his turn. Her intestines were bloody and raw within seconds. Ah, Superfly, I need more of your Johnson and meaty. No problem, said Hero, we're a team. He reffed up his ultimate ass hands and rammed himself elbow deep in Mikio's anus. Foreground window. Untitled notepad. Editable text. Are you sure this will work, Hero? Asked Mikiko, cautiously. Of course, said Hero. The only way we can recharge the dicatma is by harnessing the energy of shark sperm. You'll have to screw as many of these sharks as possible to save the few tire. Mikiko grabbed Hero and kissed him passionately. Don't go, Hero. I rob you wrong time if you no go. Sucky sucky. I have to save the world. No won't you. Mikiko unhinged her jaw and Superfleece Johnson disappeared into her gaping maw. Superfleece thrust into John Romero. For the first time John felt it inside him. His skybox had been shattered. Superfleece shot so hard that he blew John right out of the map. Christ cannot help you when Superfly descends on you with his black Johnson dangling in the wind. Little did John know that Superfly had unlimited ammo. It would be a long night of riding his hardwood. Mikiko wanted the dicatna. But not to fix the world number, she wanted her trembling vagina to feel its power. Superfly had run out of ammo for all of his weapons, except for the Ives Ooze. He inserted it, and fired a shot. The snakes. Oh god, the snakes. Superfly shoved his cock into John's face and said, look at my Ives Ooze. Look at it. John grabbed the base of his cock and pulled it up so it looked like a worm. I call it Poseidon's Trident. Pew pew pew. John picked up a nearby statue for some Trident tipped condoms. She felt more of Hero's hot sticky, chunky semen slash the cruise her already stained and crusty face and hair. Is that dicatna ready ripped, Hero? Her mouth trembled in fear and anticipation. Shit, Holmesless, we need more mobbing on this here ho, he. Superfly had enough of being John's bitch. He devised a plan. During their nightly lovemaking, he inserted his C4 Viator go inside. One shot was all it took. His ejaculate obliterated John until he was nothing but a pile of gebs which could be re-gebbed. Mikiko's black hole-like suction powers threatened to engulf Superfleece Johnson. Suck it down, screamed John. Suck it down like you're my mother and I'm my father and Superfly is our Ethiopian sex slave. Superfly, you television stealing nigger. Come in my ass like I'm Halle Berry. Bitches come all over my phlegm. I find when a bitch don't get 8 hours of sleep she ain't got as tight a puss as the night before, you know what I'm saying? You damn right you know what I'm saying, cause I'm the motherfucking rot bitch. Foreground window. Untitled notepad. Editable text. I need me a pantless nigga with a big black ding-a-ling I effect to play with my ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling my ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling. Go Sapathri. You love me long time I sex you much. With horses. Tiny angry horses. Shit Holmes. I take all them horses in my ass. Mr. Superfry would you right to ruck me in the ass now. Superfree screamed, I'm going in without a condom baby you ready to taste my purple drink? Oh raise rear I ready for roar for rank. Oh raise, give me more Eustrion. Mikiko screamed, as the horse plowed her ass. Shit, said Superflea the Amish farmer, all them bitches spend time on the Superflea ranch. Then, distaker struck, the harness gave way and the horse's pulsating cock tore through her vaginal walls and pulped her intestines in seconds. Utterous, she wailed as blood pooled around her mouth and ruptured anus. Mating loudly, the horse came and filled her broken and torn body with hot creamy semen. From the door, Amish Superfly watched the scene unfold. Shit, he said, all them bitches come to the ranch, in semicolon tea none of them leave. Ah, Superfly. I had may they been bit by the snake. You unlock the itch, nigga got to. Only one of them pot though. Hero did what he always wanted to. Using the dicatma he went back in time. To seduce himself. John's eyes went wide, He recognized the faces of the ape men that now surrounded him. He looked up, eyes full of fear. Around him, numbers in hands, were the grinning faces of eight of himself. "Allahu Akbar!" Superfly screamed, as he tore off his lab coat to reveal the bomb strapped to his chest. As he blew up, his last thoughts were of Islam and his virgins awaiting him. "These nigga gonna come up on Allah. Nigga, I'm so rough I busted a load in Allah." And that nigga just rolled over. Diakatna/Moro in fanfic. Diakatana/Full House fanfiction. Uncle Joey Mumberdani, did you know that gonies are pregnant for a year? Uncle Joey, what are you doing? Shut up, Superfly. You're my bitch now. Superfly Johnson visits Michelle Tanner. John strokes the match along the burned skin of his chest, the scent of burned hair in the air. "One more match." He no. Slashing the match along his nipple, he savored the pain as it looked. He lowered it to his crow's nest, and smiled as his pubic hair lee. "I can go on for those who have left :3. Please don't." And all it took was Full House. The scent of burned hair mixed with sweat and semen as the soup around his crow's nest boiled and wafted around the room. And ears. Only joking. He wrapped his hand around the burning, tarnished flesh of his member and began to pump furiously.